So the president's going to speak tonight, and one of the main points that he's expected to make is that we need a troop surge, or the need to send additional troops to Baghdad for a period of time to push back the terrorists, the insurgency, the Ba'athists, to end the sectarian violence. And it's mind-numbing and shocking that it is, and yet, although very predictable, that in the lead-up to the president's speech tonight, you have one congressional Democrat after another scheming, plotting, planning on ways to diminish the importance of the president's announcements, denounce what he is proposing, you know, go against immediately his efforts to adjust our military response to the enemy, one liberal Democrat after another, one press conference after another, one TV appearance after another, one statement released after another, denouncing the president, denouncing his efforts to reinforce the troops. You get a steady drumbeat of defeatism, and ultimately what this is an ideology of pacifism that is aimed at ensuring that we lose in Iraq, and we can lose there. Let your heart be troubled. And to be honest about this, I'm convinced that some of these left-wingers like Ted Kennedy and some of these other groups, they're not going to be happy until we have a repeat of the kind of mass slaughter, which, by the way, will happen. If you care on a humanitarian level about people, about humanity, I guarantee you if they're successful in their, quote, redeployment retreat, I guarantee you there will be a mass slaughter, a human toll that we have not seen since the killing fields, although, or Saddam Hussein, depending on which one you want to say.